Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So last week we had started, or sorry, finished the introduction of the Ramchal. And at the end of the introduction, he deals with two things. First, he talks about these fundamentals and how they work, what they are, like Yiras Hashem, fear of God, or awe of God is the way that I translated it. Avat Hashem, love of God, the mitzvot, right? Shlemus Halev, a completion of the heart, and right. Imitatio Dei Halicha Bidrachav. Those are the five fundamental principles he hopes to accomplish over the course of this book. And then the very last part, he shifts and says that there was a text from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that goes through steps in a much more detailed way than these five broad strokes. And he's going to use this more detailed step-by-step process in order to achieve the acquisition of these various large principles. And that's where we left off. So we're going to now open in chapter one. I'm going to share the screen. So for those who want to follow along, feel free to follow along with me. Here we are. Yesod HaChasidus v'Shoresh HaAvodah. So actually, before we even start this, you don't have it here. Oh, what just happened? Okay, so I can't see it here, but if you look in any of the texts, there's a chapter title, which don't always pay attention to, but this one, I honestly don't remember where I heard this first. I think it may have been Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg from Boca Raton Synagogue, but it's very possible I heard it somewhere else before that. But there's a diuk, there's an inference that many make on the title of chapter one, and that is Bebir Kol Chovas Adam Ba'olamo, right? The man's duty, instead of Ba'olam, in the world, it's ba'olamo, in his world or her world, right? So that's a really interesting phrase, his world or her world. And to some extent, the Ramchal, more than most, talks. So if you look at the philosophy of the Rambam talks about this idyllic level that everyone is obligated to try to achieve, right? To try to achieve prophecy, you have to become a great person, perfect your midot, perfect your intellect, and you're striving for this, right, cookie cutter version of greatness. For the Ramchal, more than others, I think there's an accounting of the reality that everybody's different, and that exactly how you or I or anybody else approaches their growth is going to be slightly different. And as a way to start that process off, the Ramchal starts off with this chapter title, right? Man's duty not in the world, ba'olam, but ba'olamo, in his world. That every one of us has our next step that we need to take, and we should never assume that that's everybody's next step. And we need to, right, give everybody the leeway to figure out what is the next step for them to take. He's giving you a guideline, a scale, a ladder, but some of us might be starting on the 10th rung. Some of us might be starting at the bottom, right? Some of us might be close to the top. Everyone's going to have their own, right, levels that they have to climb. And figuring out where you stand is an obligation that we have for ourselves, not for us to tell other people where they are on the ladder. So jumping in, Yesod HaChasidus v'Shoresh HaAvodah HaTumah, Hu Yisparer v'Yitamet Etzel Adam Ma Chovaso Ba'Olamo. Right, so it is the obligation is for a person, right? So the foundation of righteousness and the root of avodah. So yesod and shoresh, by the way, it's an interesting dichotomy. If anybody's familiar with the works of Rav Volbi, so Rav Shlomo Volbi, he wrote a book called Zriya Ubinyan Bechinuch, that you plant and you build in the context of raising children. It's a small pamphlet. That's really interesting about different elements of child rearing. And in there, he talks about the difference between building foundations versus planting seeds. That when you build a foundation, so you have to basically build every single layer step, right? And there are certain things that you, if you plant a seed, so you plant a seed and you have to take care of the seed, right? You have to water the seed. You have to make sure it gets enough sunlight. You have to do all those things, but the seed grows by itself. And so Rav Volbi makes the distinction between those two elements in our Avodas Hashem. He says there are certain things that people, and this again speaks very much to the Olamo, to the person's particular world. For some of us, we have certain inclinations that all we need to do is plant a seed. If we plant a seed and we take care of the seed, we water it, we provide sunlight, right? We do all the things we need to do, then it will grow naturally. But for some things, and each of us, what's our seed and what's our binyan will be different, right? For some of us, we literally need to build it from scratch because we don't really have that natural proclivity towards fill in the blank. We need to really literally build a foundation and build each level, because if we don't actually spend the time to build it, it's not going to organically happen. And again, every person is different, how exactly they work, what things, if you just give it time and the proper nutrients, will thrive, and which things we need to really literally build. But these two things, right, in terms of the proper and perfect service of God, how do you do them? A person has to clarify and have clarity about what's the truth about his obligations in his world. Right, and he has to understand, right, what, why, and what he's aspiring and toiling to do every single day of his life. So this is interesting. This is a little bit Eisha Torah for me. A little bit, I guess, too much Eisha Torah for me. But so the Ramchal says, the rabbis teach us that man was created with our main goal, drive is to enjoy or connect with from the Spirit of God, and that is one of the greatest pleasures that we could possibly have. So first of all, the fact that the goal is pleasure at all, I think is an interesting question, right? Is that the goal? Is that the goal of life, to get pleasure, right? And that to some extent, some people live their lives in this world with a hedonistic bend, and the whole goal of this world is to try to get as much out of it as we possibly can. And the Ramchal is saying, better not focus on the pleasures of this world, because man, truly, truly, when they want to, right, appreciate and enjoy, right, overall in the scheme of their entire life, not just this world, the highest level of pleasure is connecting with God. So, right, you could look at the world all through the prism of pleasure, but there are other forms of thinking about the world that might not be pleasure. And the truth is, depending on how, right, how much I'm splitting hairs, right, if I say that really we want to live a life of meaning, not a life of pleasure, right? So some would argue, yeah, but what that really means is that meaningfulness is what you feel pleasure from. Right? Maybe it's a more sophisticated pleasure. Maybe it's not an instant pleasure. Maybe it's a more long-term pleasure. Right? Some of the people who really believe in the pleasure principle will take anything that you say and they'll mangle it into pleasure. I'm not fully bought into the pleasure model, but the Mesilat Yesharim here is certainly at least starting off talking about, right, what's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is the connection to God, / the result of that connection is this tanug, is this enjoyment, this true enjoyment of connecting to the Almighty. It's the highest level of pleasure of anything that you could possibly imagine. Right, and this is where the Ramchal kind of is a homage or a hint to, right, the Kabbalistic approach, which is that what's the true pleasure, where is that true pleasure going to come from? It's going to come from, right, the next world. Ki hu hanivra b'hachna amitzareches adavar hazeh. For it was created, right, the next world was created specifically to even out the playing field, right? Sometimes we look around the world and we see people who we think are terrible people who have very good lives and people who have very good people who are not having very good lives. So Olam Haba is the great equalizer. It's the place where God could, right, even out the score for the people who just didn't deserve a good life. They might not have it so good in the next world, and vice versa. But in order for us to achieve this goal, right, to get to this place, right, who zeha olam? So how do we achieve this, the greatest pleasure ever that one could ever achieve? Only in this world can you achieve the pleasure that you'll get in the next world. And that's what the rabbis meant when they said that this world is merely a gateway. It's merely a antechamber to the world to come, a corridor before the world to come. So for a moment, I just want to show you, and this for me is one of the most interesting kind of dichotomies in terms of how you approach these types of issues. But Kabbalists and the Ramchal, an example of, even though this book is not a Kabbalistic work, in general, will spend a lot of time focusing on the next world. And for good reason, right? It's not like the Chazal don't think very highly of the next world. They do. But it's really interesting to kind of highlight how different philosophic thinkers will highlight, right, this world or the next world, and kind of where that draws from. So just to show you, this Mishnah in Avos that he's quoting. So the Mishnah in Avos says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ha'olam hazeh dom leprazer mifnei ha'olam haba, right? Hitkin atzmecha beprazer kadei shetikanei satraklin. Right, so again, quoting what the Ramchal just said, this world is merely a corridor, it's merely an antechamber. The next world is the big room, and you should prepare yourself in this world, so do what you need to do in this world so that you can get into the great world. So this is the Mishnah that the Ramchal focuses on. The very next Mishnah, though, highlights the opposite. Hu haya omer, and it's the same Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Yafa Sha'achas B'tshuva Masim Tovim Olam Hazeh Mikol Chayei HaOlam Haba. The next world, compared to this world, it pales in comparison to what you can accomplish in this world. In this world, right, 1 second, right, one moment of repentance and good deeds in this world is, right, greater than the entirety of your time in the next world in terms of earning. Right, basically your earning potential. Right, viyafesha achas shall fine. Right, and then in terms of perhaps the pleasure point, right, viyafesha achas shall koras ruach b'olam haba mikol chayolam hazeh. Okay, so this part of this Mishnah and right this previous statement of Rabbi Yaakov are the sections of the Pirkei Avos that the Ramchal seems to focus on. He does admit, right, that this world is the place where you need to do what you need to do to get into the next world. But the overall focus of the Ramchal, the overall focus of the Ramchal is, in fact, the next world. It is the key to everything. Now, I just want to show you as a distinction to this, So here are the words of Rav Soloveitchik. So Rav Soloveitchik is towards the beginning of Halachic Man, and here he says as follows. Halachic man's relationship to transcendence differs from that of the universal homo religiosus. So for Soloveitchik, in this section of Halachic man, is making, he's built these two characters, really three characters. There's cognitive man, which is the man of science, homo religiosus, which I would call, right, the mystic, the mystical personality. And then you have halachic man, which is where the Rav falls in between. So halachic man's relationship to transcendence differs from that of the universal homo religiosus. Halachic man does not long for a transcendent world, for supernal levels of pure, pristine existence, for was not the ideal world halachic man's deepest desire, his darling child, created only for the purpose of being actualized in our real world. So for the Rav, his point is that homo religiosus, like what Ramchal is talking about here, his focus is how we can achieve the greatest level of connection to God and, right, this oneg, lisaneg, right, from Ziv Shechina, so to enjoy the connection to the Holy Spirit, to the Shechina. So that only works, right, if your focus, your main focus of your life is the next world. Now, how do you achieve that? Obviously, yes, you have to do stuff in this world to achieve that. But what's the goal? The goal is the next world. For Soloveitchik, it's the opposite. For Soloveitchik, the goal is to focus on this world. We don't think about the next world, right? The most halachists don't really talk about Olam Haba that much. Yes, they believe in Olam Haba, but they don't talk and spend a lot of time dealing and developing Olam Haba, right? We'll get to Olam Haba when we get to Olam Haba. God will take care of me. I'm not worried about that, but I'm not focused on that. That's not what's driving me. When I do a mitzvah, I'm not thinking about, oh, when I get to the next world, this is going to be amazing. No. What I'm thinking about is God gave me this gift of the Torah to, right, have all of these, right, ways of approaching the world. And it's kind of like putting on, right, the Matrix glasses, right? When Neo in the Matrix all of a sudden can see the zeros and ones and everything, that's, he can kind of see, right, the makeup of everything that's in front of him. So the same is true. The same is true for halachic man. Halachic man looks at a food and he sees its bracha. He sees its shiur. He sees like how much it's considered. Is this a kezayis? Is this a kibetza? He sees the halachic elements of everything in his life. And for him, that's meaningful, right? For halachic man, just trying to understand and apply the halachic universe to the real world, that in and of itself is an end. It's not a means to get some schar. Yes, you will get schar. You will get reward. But no one's thinking about that. That's not what's driving halachic man to, right, to keep the Torah. It's the relationship we have with God in this world. It's not about some, right, amazing pleasure that will one day exist in the next world. It has nothing to do with that. It's a feeling of, right, a covenantal feeling of being a part of something, being part of a covenant. There's a, right, a connection feeling, a feeling of a, right, a parent-child relationship. Maybe they're even like the Rambam had. We talked about the lovesick relationship, right? The lover type of feeling that you have this relationship with God, but has nothing to do with the, right, ta'anug from Ziv Shechinaso that will happen in the afterlife. That never enters someone's mind. And so this dichotomy between the Rav and the Ramchal, I find a very interesting one. And it all stems from, right, this Mishnah in Avos, right? If you see here where my pointing over here, right? Better is 1 hour of Torah mitzvos in this world than the whole life in the world to come, right? So the Rav quotes the same exact Mishnah, but he focuses on Rav Yaakov's second phrase. And the Ramchal quotes the same, basically the Mishnah, the Mishnah right before it, and he quotes Rav Yaakov's first phrase, right? The idea is how you see this world, you will focus, right, on these two opposite perspectives. And, right, the Vilna Gaon is the one who's quoted here, which is really interesting in the story, that he's crying on his deathbed, right? How just before his death, he clutches the tzitzis of his garments and wept and exclaimed, how beautiful is this world, for one penny a person can acquire an eternal life, right? And again, it's really, everyone agrees to both, right? Everyone agrees that both are true, both statements. The question, though, is what drives you? Is what drives you the connection to God in the world to come? Or is what drives you the application of, right, God's blueprints on this world and right, achieving that connection here, even if it's not going to have the same degree of right amazing right pleasure, but the fact that you worked through and built and understood right the godly system in the human world is that meaningful element to that connection, right? Not worth all the same, if not more. Anyways, I'm going to leave this here, but this is a very fruitful place. If anyone was interested in doing more work, you can look at the Rav Soloveitchik's footnote 4, an halachic man, if you haven't seen it before. It's very powerful in terms of what the Rav's overall philosophy about this world and suffering and other things are. And it's a worthwhile element to this, but for the last couple minutes, we're going to go back to right making our way through the Ramchal, and we probably won't do much more Rav Soloveitchik and Ramchal comparisons, but it's just a really interesting place to spend some time. Okay. No, oh, we're back in chapter 2. Not sure that happened. Sorry. Okay, so V'emsa'im hamagi'im es ha'adam l'tachlis hazeh. And the ways that you achieve this, heim ha'mitzvot asher tzivanu aleihem hakel yisbarach shemo. The way that you can achieve reaching this connection to God is via the commandments. U'makom asiyas ha'mitzvos hu rak ha'olam hazeh. The only place where you can perform the mitzvos is this world. Al-kein hu sam adam b'zeh ha'olam b'tchila k'deisha al yedei ha'emsa'im ha'ele ha'mizdamnin lo kan yuchal agi al-makom asher heichan huchan lo. Right? If the reason we're placed, so why aren't we just put in the palace? Why do I have to be placed in this corridor, in this antechamber, in this such a minor, pitiful existence of this world? Says Ramchal, because the only way that you can achieve getting into the real room, getting into the real place, getting to really connect to God and enjoy the pleasure of Ziv Shechinaso is through the mitzvos in this world. So yes, obviously this world is important, but right, it's all a means to the ultimate ends of getting to the next world. Shehu ha'olam haba. Ervos sham betova sher kanalo al yedeim sa'im ha'ela. Right, and then there he'll be able to one day really feel and enjoy all that he acquired through these means in this world. V'humash amr zichron levracha. This is what the rabbi stated in Erevin Chafbeit and Aleph. Hayom la'asosam machar lekabal scharam. You do them today, right? You work today, and you reap the benefits tomorrow. Ukishinistakel badavar tira kihashlimos amiti hu rak badvekos bo yisbarach. This is a idea that you'll find in Hasidic thought, which is after the Ramchal, so they probably borrow this idea to some extent. Right? If you look, true completion is only through right dvekut, which is this connection, clinging to God. V'humah shahaya David HaMelech Omer, this is what David says in Tehillim, v'ani kervat Elokim li tov. Right? That, but as for me, closeness to God is my good. V'omer, acha shvalti meit Hashem osa avakei shifti b'vis Hashem kol yamei chayai, etc. Right? I ask God for one thing, even though it's more than one thing, but it's all about resting or dwelling rather in the house of God all of the days of my life. This is the definition of good. Right? And so everything else is emptiness and mistaken and worthlessness, which is quite a harsh line, right? The Ramchal makes a very clear line in the sand. If, right, what you're doing is helping you connect to God, which will eventually garner you points so that when you die, you will have that supreme connection to God, that's good. But if what you're doing is not that, then basically it's a waste of time. What you find often is that in more Kabbalistic spheres, you have this very clear black and white dichotomy of these different things. When you look at, let's say, Rav Lichtenstein, who is a student of Rav Soloveitchik, So you're gonna get a lot more of a vibrancy towards, right, literature or science or these other pursuits, unless those things do in fact connect you to God, right? So that's part of the argument, part of the conversation is, right, how much of this do you have to engage in for it to eventually help you connect to God, right? Does every time you learn about science help you connect with God? For some of us, maybe, yeah. And maybe that's great. For some of us, maybe not. And maybe the same for literature. But my point is that you'll get a sense of, right, more inclusiveness in curriculum for the halachist often than you will to the Kabbalist. Amnam, we'll do one more little paragraph and then we're going to stop, I think. Amnam, look, shiyizkeh adam l'tov hazos. When someone merits this greatness, ra'ui shiyamol rishona vishtadel biyagiyo lakonata, vaita shishtadel liyidabek bo yitvarach bekoach ma'asim shetodosam zeh ha'inyan v'heim heim mitzvot. Right, so for a person to achieve goodness, which, right, the Ramchal previously translated as connection to God, a person first has to really work, right, on connecting to God. How? Through the medium of the mitzvot. And so even though in the introduction he didn't spend that much time on the mitzvot, he is highlighting the fact that performance of these things is of fundamental importance in terms of getting you to this point. So we're going to stop here at 7. And we'll pick up where we left off next week.
On Thursday.
On Thursday, yes.
Thank you. Everyone be well.
Yep.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Of Bye-bye. Course.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Bye.